Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, 8th verse. Durapurena kamena,
Durapurena kamena,
Mohena cha baliyasa,
Mohena cha baliyasa,
Shesham griheshu saktasya,
Shesham griheshu saktasya,
Pramatasya payatihi,
Pramatasya payatihi.
And translation: persons with uncontrolled mind and senses become more and more attached in family life on account of never satiable lusty desires, which are very strong. The balanced 10 years of life of such madmen is also wasted because they cannot engage themselves in devotional service.
Durapurena kamena mohena cha baliyasa sesam griheshu saktasya pramattasya apajatihi. So, our lusty desires, sense gratification, cannot be satisfied even throughout the whole life. The account is being given of the whole life, 100 years. So, out of 100 years, 50 years wasted by sleeping, 20 years wasted by playing like boy and young man, and 20 years as old man, diseased, invalidated, a balanced 10 years, because 90 years he has been so much attached to materialistic way of life. Naturally, the balance 10 years, sesham, he cannot utilize any other way. He can simply engage himself in that lusty desire for material existence. So, durapurena kamena, in this connection, there is a very instructive story. It is fact that the Emperor Akbar, he inquired from his minister. He had one very big minister. I forget just his name. Huh?
Birbal.
What is it?
Birbal.
Birbal, maybe. Yes. Yeah. How long one remains in lusty desires? This was Emperor Akbar's question. And the minister replied, up to the last point of death. So Akbar did not believe it. Akbar says, no, no. How it can be? So the minister said, all right, I shall reply timely. So one day, all of a sudden, he approached the emperor and said, sir, you immediately be ready to come with me with your young daughter. So Akbar, he knew that this minister is very intelligent, there must be some purpose. She went with him and he took him to a person who was going to die. And the minister asked the emperor, that you kindly study the man who is going to die on his face. So in the Akbar Badshah and his young daughter was entering, the dying man was saying to the face of the young girl. So Akbar, after all, he is emperor, he could study. Yes, Birbal, what he said, that up to the last point of death, this desire is there to see the face of a young girl. This is called durapurena. It is never fulfilled. This attraction of man and woman in family life continues. The other day, one devotee came to me and she was almost crying that my wife is suffering and she may not live, so kindly give me some blessings. Before the death of his wife, because there was nothing serious, the wife has said, "My dear husband, I may not be very long with you." And he's so disturbed that he's thinking, "My wife may die at any moment." So this is the position. This is not very extraordinary things. This attraction of man and woman, this is material bondage. Therefore it is said, durapurena kame, no? These lusty desires is never fulfilled, even up to the point of death. And what is this nature of these lusty desires? Moha, illusion. It is not fact, it has no substance, but it is there, that's a fact. The example is given, just like in dream, somebody is cutting my head and I am crying. Actually there is no man cutting my head is there. Still I am suffering by such thoughts. This is called moha. Actually there is no fact. But on account of being entangled in three stages of pollution, the pollution is their intelligence. The intelligence is polluted in three ways: jagriti, sapna, and susupti. Jagriti means just like we are now awakened, we are not sleeping. This is one stage. And another stage, at night when you go to sleep, and in sleep we dream. That is another stage. And the another stage is susupti. So deeply, just like if a man is intoxicated or chloroform during surgical operation, he does not understand that surgical instruments are being applied on my body. He remains silent. This is another stage. So these three stages are there for polluting our intelligence. Indrani pararahu, indriyabha paramanaha, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhestu ja paro sa. The soul is beyond all these actions and reactions. But because this living entity soul is covered by so many gross and subtle elements, he is unnecessarily suffering. Although the suffering is temporary, all these sufferings are temporary. Nothing endures, but this suffering is there. Therefore, it has been advised by Rishabdev, Nasadhumanne jato atmana ayam asannapi klesadayasadeha. This whole world people is suffering on account of this different circumstantial position, the three gunas and the mind being polluted with these three stages, jagriti, sapna, susupti, and so many things. They are described, 24 elements, on account of this packing of the soul, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, asmin dehe dehi, dehi nasmin jatha dehe. The real spirit soul is packed up within the body in so many coverings. So our so-called pleasure and pains in this material world, they are artificial. They are not factual on account of being packed with so many material things. Therefore, it is called moho, illusion. This is not fact. So, if one is serious about spiritual advancement, then he should not, first of all, he must know what is my position, how I am packed up with all these 24 elements. Of course, due to our habits, we are sometimes subjected to these pains and pleasures. Still, Krishna says that you do not become disturbed by these so-called artificial pains and pleasures. Don't be disturbed. Sitosna sukha dukkhada agama paina nitya tana titikkasya bharata matras parashastu kauntiya sitosna sukha dukkhada. Just like we are covering because it is cold, but actually, as spirit soul, I am not affected. Asangayam purusha, in the Vedas it is said, that soul is unaffected with this material condition. Several times we have given this example, that a person has got a good car and it is somehow or other broken, and he becomes upset because his car, although he knows that I am not this car, but his thoughts being absorbed by the attraction of the car, when the car is broken by somewhere or other, he becomes almost unconscious. So this is due to our attachment. The spiritual life means how to get out of this attachment. This is spiritual life. We are, now what is wrong if we are attached? The wrong is that if so long we remain attached to these temporary illusory things, we'll not be able to get out of it. That is the whole program. Therefore, Krishna advice says, matras parsastu kauntiya. These pains and pleasure is due to this scheme. It is not real. But because you are attached to the skin and bone, therefore you feel sometimes pains and pleasure, but that will not endure, but a tolerate. That is spiritual tapasya. That is called tapasya. When one can learn how to tolerate these temporary so-called pains and pleasure, then he is advanced. So, if one is simply attached to these pains and pleasure of material skin and bone, then how he can be free from the material condition of life? Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is describing. It has to be. Prahlad Maharaj's proposal is that spiritual life should begin from very childhood. Kaumaro acharet prajna dharman bhagavatam. Otherwise, that attachment will continue and you will never be able to give up this attachment, and the spirit, material condition of life, the accepting one body, bhutta bhutta praliyate, accepting one body and accepting another body, this will continue. But the real business of human life is to end this materialistic way of life, that die and again take janma-mrityu-jara-vyadhi, to be implicated in these four things, then our sufferings will never end. This is spiritual life. Spiritual life means to end the sufferings of material existence. That is called love. Dharmāna-bhāgavata durlabhama-mānusame-janma. So, in the human form of life, the children should be trained up to spiritual life. That is the duty of the father and mother. Griheshu saptas. If one remains attached to family life, then griheshu saptas pramattas. Pramattas means to remain attached to this family life means madness. Means man. It is very difficult to understand this madness, especially in this age, Kali Yuga, because they have very little knowledge. Manda, sumanda matayu, manda bhagya, upadhita. The position of the people at the present age, Kali Yuga, they are all bad. Nobody is good. Manda, or very slow. They do not know what is the aim of life, how to fulfill the goal of life, manda. And manda matayo, and if somebody is interested, they will manufacture some rascal. Manda matayo. And everyone is manda bhagya, unfortunate. Unfortunate means that they got this opportunity, human life, to end all the problems of life, but they will not take care of it. Manda bhagya. And besides that, upadrita, embarrassed by so many difficulties, especially these men in Kali Yuga will be harassed by insufficient supply of foodstuff and taxation by the government. Durbhikha karopirita. This is the statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, the food price is increasing daily. Nobody knows where it will end. This is called, even people will not get alms. Alms to beg from door to door and live on alms and begging. This will not be possible. Nobody will give alms. Suppose there is 10 rupees kilo rice, and if a sannyasi goes to a grihastha, give me some arms rise. They will consider in terms of price. So much rice I have to give, and this is 2 rupees worth. Give him 4 rupees. Go ahead. Durbhikha, this is called durbhikha. Even begging will be very difficult. Begging is the last stage of livelihood, but you will not be able to beg it. This is the age of Kali. Durbhikha karapidita gacchanti girikananam achinna daradabinam gacchanti. People will be so much embarrassed that now they are not voluntarily giving up the family life, but he will be forced to give up. Achinna daradabinam. Dara means wife, and dabina means money. The whole world is going on this basis, woman and money. So dāra-dravina, he will be forced to give up. Achinna dāra-dravina gacchanti give. So on the whole, this age is very difficult to live peacefully. It is not possible. It is material life is always full of difficulties, especially in this age. So, people should be given instruction and training how to give up this materialistic way of life. The pramatta word is used in this of their instruction also. Nūnam pramatta kurute vikarma. Pramatta. Everyone is mad. That's a fact. Some years ago, one man was condemned to death, and he pleaded that when I committed this murder, I was mad. So he was examined. He was to be examined by the civil surgeon. And the civil surgeon, when he came to the court, he said, "My lord, so far my experience goes, everyone is mad. So why do you ask me to examine this man? If to become madman and be excused for being hanged, then you can do so. But my opinion is, everyone is mad, more or less." So this statement is also confirmed by the Bhagavad and all the Shastras. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is said, Pishachi paile janam otichanna hoy, mayagrasta jivere sei dasa upajo. Mayagrasta jiv, those who are in this material world and absorbed in materialistic way of thought, they are just like a man haunted by the ghost. Pishachi paile janam otichanna. So, about this materialistic way of life, based on money and lusty desire, is madness. Nūnam pramatta kurute vikarma. An account of madness, just like madman does not know what he is doing. Similarly, any materialistic person without Krishna consciousness is a madman. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Navāma duṣkita nam mūrhā prapadyante narādhamā māyā purhita jñāna āsuri bhāvamā. One cannot understand Krishna consciousness because he is mad, he is rascal. Why? Duskritino, on account of sinful activities. Therefore, what is his position? Naradhama, the lowest of the mankind. Then he is educated, maya apritajnana. His so-called education has no value because his real knowledge has been taken. Real knowledge is that is given in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Real knowledge is that I am not this body. But everyone is working on the bodily concept of life. Therefore, they are all mad. Pramattasya griheshu saptasya. Because he is madman, therefore he is so much attached. So we have to unfurl. Just go to the opposite. Attachment, then I shall finish all my attachment. No, you cannot give up your attachment. Because that is the symptom of life. You cannot be free from attachment. But the attachment has to be turned to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna advises in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya saptamana pratha yogam jinjana madasa. Asangsayam samagram ma yathagasasi tachino. In the seventh chapter, Krishna is giving lesson how to become unattached to this material world. Maya saptamana pratha. If you increase your attachment for Krishna, if you become perfectly Krishna consciousness, then it is possible to be detached. Param drishtani mattata. Your attachment gets better engagement. Krishna consciousness means attachment for the best. We have got attachment. We have got attachment for our family, for our home, for our children, for our wife, for our society, for our nation, for our country, and so on, so on, so on, so on. So many attachment is there. But with these attachments, griheshu saptasya, if you keep your attachment for these things, then you will never be free from this material condition of life. Therefore, you have to convert or divert your attachment to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement means we have got attachment. But we have got attachment for false things, temporary things. And if we divert our attachment, that is bhakti. Bhakti does not mean that you give up your living functions. Attachment is the function of your living being. A living being is attached to his family, wife, children, because he is living being. So living being cannot give up attachment. But if we continue our attachment for this false and temporary materialistic way of life, then we will never be free from this bondage of material condition. Therefore, you have to divert your attachment for Krishna. Maya saptamana. This is yoga. How to divert your attachment for Krishna? That is very easy. It is not difficult. Therefore, the training is according to Shastra and instruction of a spiritual master, to increase it. Rise early in the morning, just like a man. Not a man, not thousands and millions of men at the present moment. Because he has got attachment for the family, he rises at 4 o'clock and prepares himself to catch the train at 6 o'clock to reach Calcutta or Bombay at 10 o'clock and attend the office. From 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock, he has taken so much changing. I have seen in New York also, they are coming from the other island and waiting for the bus, waiting for the ferry steamer, and so many hours wasted to reach the office. And he works in the office for 4 or 5 hours, then again he takes this trouble of going so many miles away. Why he is taking so much trouble? Family attached. Family attached. So the people are not that he has no attachment. He has got attachment. But this attachment, the same 4 o'clock, rising early in the morning, for Krishna's Mangalarti. This is diversion of attachment. But he will not agree. When he has got to go to office for earning his livelihood, he will automatically rise up and go to the office. Because the attachment is strong. But in the temple, the rule is that you must get up at before 4 and prepare yourself. Then we have to ring the bell 300 times, it's still you are sleeping. This has to be practiced. This has to be practiced. If you want to divert your attention, the same process. But because we have no attachment for Krishna, we have to be forced. Never mind. Still, we have to continue this. Maya Sakta, to increase attachment for Krishna. Maya Sakta Manaprat. We have to train our mind how to become attached to Krishna. This is bhakti process. The business is the same, but we have to be trained up for increase our attachment for Krishna. Not that we have to bring a separate attachment. It has to be cleansed. That how the attachment should be utilized. That is described in the Narada Pancharatra. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam. Now, our attachment is covered by designation. I am the head of the family. I have to do this, I have to earn this money, I have to do that, I have to do that. This is upadhi. This is because upadhi means, just like you are designated with some title, B.A.M.A. Or some Rai Bahadur or some Sarar, there are so many designations. So that is designation. Real, that is not reality. Similarly, our this designation, that I am the head of this family, I am the Brahman, I am the Sudra, I am American, these are all designations. Actually, it has no reality on account of material contamination. So we have to cleanse these designations. Then our original attachment for Krishna will automatically come up. This is Krishna consciousness. Consciousness is there, attachment is there, but it is being covered by so many designations. Then when you give up this designation, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that you get some extraordinary position. Mukti means to become free from these material designations. And it is same attachment, diversion of attachment to Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means nothing. Everything is there. It has to be purified by diverting the same thing for Krishna. It's like we have got feelings for raising children. Attachment, that is attachment. So what Mother Yashoda is doing? She is attached to Krishna, and that is Vrindavan. The same thing in otherwise. Vrindavan life means the all attachment for Krishna. Mother Yashoda is attached to Krishna, Nanda Maharaj is attached to Krishna, the cowherd boys are attached to Krishna, the calves and cows are attached to Krishna, Radharani is attached to Krishna, the trees are attached to Krishna, the flowers are attached to Krishna, the water is attached to Krishna, that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means the central attachment is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So if you can create that central attachment for Krishna, then it is, you can create Vrindavan anywhere. Any family, any society, any country, just make the point of attachment Krishna and it is Vrindavan. That is the path. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.